Finally, John Rich, National Livestock. John, tell me a little bit about the plans for coming back in after a year off of working with the All-American Beef Battalion to generate some funds for their efforts to feed troops.
Yes. National Livestock got involved several years ago with Bill Brody with the Beef Battalion, and we brought the fundraiser here to Oklahoma City. Bill has since passed, and then due to COVID last year, we were unable to have the fundraiser. And so we're coming back this year, and our plan is to provide a feed for the buyers and the folks that are going to be out there, and have some of the local representatives and state folks come and kind of join us. But we're expecting a good year, a good fundraiser. We're going to do it Monday before Thanksgiving, and it'll be kind of a good time. Folks may be in a festive attitude there. And the Runyon family, Clyde and Casey and Bear, they're going to be providing the animal that we'll be able to sell. And the process is we sell that animal a number of times as long as folks are willing to buy him. And then we'll ultimately have an end buyer that Ben Hell usually kind of steps in there and ends up buying the final time. And then you can just provide donations for individuals that don't want to get maybe in the bidding process. And Debbie Weedle here in our office, if you want to just stop by and visit with her, and she'll take the smaller donations from anybody willing or wanting to do that.
Right. Now, this is all about generating money for what they do, which is feed troops.
Correct. Yeah, they go around to the different bases and will, for deploying troops or returning troops home, they'll go around and provide a steak meal, a ribeye steak, and it's an excellent meal, and they're always real appreciative, and I've been fortunate enough to be involved in several of those events at Fort Sill, and it's always kind of a heartening time to get to see the young guys and ladies, and then the meal that they do provide is pretty special too.
I know that we're talking about a very significant donation that comes out of this event each time you've had it down through the years. Several thousand dollars goes to the battalion at the end of the day.
Yeah, probably upwards of numbers, upwards to 50,000, 40 to 50 in that range. And so, that, and with the price of everything these days, we may need a little bit more this year just to offset some of the extra costs, because they have to, it's all volunteers that go around and do the labor on the bases and stuff, but they still have to provide the food, and that cost is what it is.
So the auction itself going to be Monday, middle of the day, right?
Yeah, 12:30 is kind of, I think, a range that we're looking at. So anybody that wants to come out and either bid or donate or just watch, we'll be here.